Hey everybody, and welcome to another episode of In the Bedroom with Cassie Jeans. If you caught episode two, I say in there why I wanted to call this podcast In the Bedroom. And here's the deal. So I literally launched this podcast having no idea what I was doing. My really good friend, Lisa Nadler, said, "Hey, why don't you use Anchor to record your podcast?" And I was like, okay. And it was like months ago. And it's like a really cool platform. I gotta say that much, because you just like click this button and you're like, please publish everywhere. And then all of a sudden you get all these emails being like, your podcast is here, your podcast is there. And I'm just like, that's so cool. Just kind of like set it all up and put it all out there. Now, I'm not an expert, so I have no idea if that's technically how you're supposed to do it or not. But so far it's working. I'm happy with everyone that's hanging out and coming out to celebrate this with me. So thank you so much for those of you who have been sending me messages. I am just like giddy, like literally I'm like, oh my goodness, this is so sweet. This is so wonderful. I'm just, my heart has completely expanded and I feel very much at home here. So I am excited to keep on sharing with you guys some really cool messages and some words. And this one tonight is going to be fun. I was doing my scroll through IG, checking out some past posts, some past things that I've written. And there is actually a really timely message for me personally. And then I think for other people listening here tonight, I think this is one of those messages that we can always come back to and dig deeper in and see what other layers we can peel back. I have got to say that I have been making some incredible connections with some women these days. And today I was talking with this really beautiful, like soul connected woman who had never talked with before. And we were introduced from a mutual friend. She's looking at possibly being part of my next book about the wild feminine, about the divine feminine. And the essence of this book, oh my gosh, it's like dripping, guys, with soul. Like, it's just dripping with teaching and awakening and unearthing. So I'm so excited for it as well. There's, like, I've got to tell you, there's so many things going on that I could probably just fill up a podcast just talking about all this cool stuff that's going on. So I'm very grateful for all of it. But today I was just particularly grateful for this incredible conversation. How many times have you been in a coffee shop or standing in line or at an event or something where you strike up a conversation with somebody and it's like, oh my gosh, this is like the most incredible conversation we're having right now. And it's with a complete stranger, but you guys are vibing on that same energy frequency, like just that same like connection. And it's so freaking cool. So I want you to pay attention to a couple of things about that. Those connections is one. Do you remember when you used to make connections like that, but it was all low vibration? It was like, yeah, like this sucks. Like, I hate this. This is ridiculous. And do you find now, as you continue to pay attention to your vibrations, as you continue to pay attention to what you want to emanate into the world, as you continue to pay attention to that, do you find that when those conversations have the opportunity to happen, you kind of step back and you're like, yeah, I just don't want to participate in that. I don't know about you. I find that happening for myself all the time where it's like a real, it's a consciousness. It's like this real, like actual approach to how I choose to live life and how I really want to represent my beingness, my desire for peace, my desire for love in all areas, even in those like areas where I am standing alive in that line and I am annoyed. And I do kind of want to like just like add into like the chirp or add into like the disregard for whatever else might be going on. And instead I'm just like, you know what? I just don't think I want to play here anymore. I don't think I want to be a part of that. And I choose to just quietly bow out or try to switch the energy around, recognizing that it's not my responsibility for how somebody else is energetically putting themselves out into the world. It is my responsibility for how I want to contribute or not contribute to that. So to get a little segue for what we're going to be talking about. What I'm really focusing on here is really just these beautiful connections that are happening for this next book that I'm doing about the wild feminine. And this next book is all about coming home to ourselves. And in that alone, like even just that, coming home to ourselves, there is so much incredible resonance in that act for us as women, us as embarking on the divine feminine, and how that is really going to open up space for the masculine healing, for masculine energy. Okay, this is a rant, and we've got to start to pay attention to this. Where are all my like women soulful warriors at? Because I'm serious. This is something that actually does irk me, and it's a little bit of a off tangent thing, but I really want to bring some attention to it. Okay, so you know when you're on Instagram and you're going to do a hashtag. So sometimes I'll do hashtags like women are beautiful, and I'll start with women are, and then all of these names come afterwards. Like women are awesome, women are beautiful, women are powerful, women are empowered. Like, and it's a whole list of like really beautiful words, actually. It takes quite a bit of scrolling like through all the hashtags before you find one that's not really uplifting to women, which women, awesome. Keep on doing that. Keep on supporting, like women supporting women. That's another great hashtag. Like keep on doing these really awesome hashtags. These are all energy. This is all things that we're putting out into the world. When I have done something like men are, girls, women, I gotta tell you, men listening right now, I don't know if you know this or not. When you put in hashtag on Instagram, it's not Instagram's responsibility to clear this up. This is literally us as a global community's responsibility to clear this up. But it goes, men are dumb, men are a-holes, men are stupid, men are dot, 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 men are like womanizers, like these, all these like that, I've never seen that one, but like it's all these like trash talk, and it takes quite a bit of scrolling to get to things like men are beautiful, men are great, men are wonderful, men are amazing. Like I'm telling you, we have got to switch that around. We have got to be putting out more empowering information for our men. So take a look next time you are on Instagram and you're putting a hashtag out on a post or in a story. Take a look and see what options pop up when you write women are, and then take a look and see and see what options pop up for men are. We have got to be speaking better about our men. So that is something that is clearly happening, and it's right out there. It's something that we can start to pay attention to and bring healing to. So let's support the men in our life, like all of them, all the different ways in which that we are able to. And we have got to stop dehumanizing them in the essence of with those words and with those hashtags. And I mean, just, yeah. Anyway, that's just my personal like thing that I noticed as I was playing around with Instagram and doing different hashtags. I was like, wow, there is some deep healing that as women, we can start to lead and we can start to bring awareness to. On that note, thank you for hanging out and listening with me. I'm probably going to say that a lot because I'm just so like, I'm a little bit blown away, not gonna lie. I'm a little bit blown away by like the comments, the love, the messages. Just like is you guys have just really like opened up my heart, and now I just want to hang out with you all the time. So I'm gonna do that, even though technically in my physical space, I am on my couch in my living room with my laptop. Energetically, I'm in your heart and with your mind, and I'm speaking to your soul. So this is so cool. And I'm just like, I might cry tonight. Anyway, let's do this. Not anyway. It's okay if I cry. Oh, golly. I'm just thinking about all these beautiful faces of some of the women that I know who are listening to this. And I'm just like, you guys are amazing. And then all the women that I don't know who are listening to this, I'm like, again, you guys are amazing. And then I'm thinking like, hey, there's like a dude out there listening to this. Kudos. Like, this is your episode. I just totally like applauded you as an existing human being. All right. So this one I wrote May 22nd. That's pretty cool. And it's a lovely, lovely rift here. Again, I wouldn't call this one necessarily a poem. It is definitely, you know, a spoken word. You gotta like that. Gotta like that. I'm gonna preach a little bit here tonight. Okay, so let's dive right in. Why bless those who bother you? Why not let the angst build up instead? We bless because the buildup ends up swallowing us whole. We bless because as much as it is for the other, this blessing is also for ourselves. We are more than our physical form. We are a bundle of vibrating energy. When we choose to shift the output of our energy from annoyance, hate, disappointment, or fear to that of love, peace, joy, and elation, That is what we emanate into the world. This is the peace we are craving. The mind will torment this peace if we allow it to. Be still today. In the midst of whatever is annoying you or causing your vibrational output to dip, hold space for these emotions and see yourself changing your energy. Move with the emotion as you send blessings with your thoughts to the disturbance and notice how you feel. At first, you may find this hard to do only because you have trained your mind to hold on to the low vibrational emotions. Allow yourself the gift of something new today. I bless you. Repeat these words and bring your own into them. Only love, peace, and joy hold this space. This is the peace of your mind. XO Cassie Jeans. So this one's pretty cool for a variety of reasons. One, in total transparency, I used to have a really hard time letting go of things. I would hold on to conversations in my head that actually had never happened. I don't know if you've ever done that before. There was a period in my life where I was really weighed down by shame quite extensively, and guilt. It was so heavy on my shoulders, and I was really seeking forgiveness and acceptance from really specific people who would never be able to give it to me. And still, you know, even to this day, like there, I'm at peace with it. In fact, I'm at such a good place with it. I'm really proud of myself. And if you have been through an experience like that as well, and you've gotten to that place of like, now I feel really darn good about what's going on, I'm good, then like really like hug yourself, wrap your arms around yourself, because it's a big deal to be able to do that. But going back, so what would happen is I so desperately wanted this approval. I so desperately wanted this acceptance from very specific people because I really felt like there was such a lack within me of ever being able to be enough. I just felt so much just regret and anger at myself, and also this real desire to be liked, but to be liked for my shortcomings, thinking that if only this person could like me for my shortcomings, then that would mean that I am enough. Then that would mean that I can be okay. So what would happen is, and I remember this really, really vividly, is I would literally have conversations in my brain. And now you guys are all thinking like, okay, Cassie is completely whacked, and I'm cool with that. Because I actually know we all tend to do this in just different ways. So I would have these conversations in my head about something that hadn't even happened. So I would make up a conversation that I would start, and then the other person would make up a conversation back at me, and this would go back on and forth in my head to the point where, like, literally time would pass by and I would have had no idea what would happen. And I think even at some points I was like talking to myself out loud. This is how badly, like, I just wanted their acceptance. And it was pretty intense, like, and it was really self-love. Brené Brown, The Gifts of Imperfection, like these books, her warriorness, that I really was able to create a new space in my mind for myself to feel enough. And that was awesome and wonderful, and it still is to this day. But I share that to say that, you know, when I write something like this, because this is one of those things, why bless those who bother you? Well, that, like, if you're angry at somebody, if you feel disappointed by someone, if you are upset, if someone has hurt you, why, like, how could you write something like that? Like, why would you bless them? That doesn't make any sense. We're taught to hold on to anger. We're taught to hold on to drama. Can I just get a little bit of like a, what the heck is going on with soap operas? I don't understand them. I don't actually like them. A lot of TV that is fueled by ridiculous drama drives me up the wall. Because I really believe that those things do leave an imprint on your heart and on your mind and how you react. And if we are not discerning, cautious, aware of what's coming in, we could very easily just be swept up in something that isn't actually for us, was never actually for us. So be cautious of what you're absorbing and how you are applying that in your life, and be cautious of the drama always. I see it in the media as well. I just, these things like anything that is fear-based, I tend to, you know, really look at it from a multiple of perspectives, because I don't want that to be a part of the way that I view the world, because my purpose, my mission, is to continue to speak of peace. And even though I really truly have no idea why, I don't know why that matters so much to me. I don't know why I feel like that is just such a word that's so deeply associated with my soul. All I know is that it is. So I accept that and I receive that, and I'm happy to continue to explore that. So when I write something like this, this comes from a place of one personal journey where I really had to learn, one, first, to love me. And that's this is where it starts. So if you're feeling anger towards someone, if you're having a really hard time blessing somebody who hurt you, and blessing can still have a boundary to it. So let's just be really clear about that. Blessing does not mean you put yourself in harm. Blessing means that you have peace in your mind. Okay, so we will delve into that a little bit more as well. But I write that because I know what it feels like to hold on to someone else's expectation of yourself and to actually realize you're never going to be able to meet that. And one, that actually can hurt. Not gonna lie, that can feel yucky. That doesn't feel great, because it's a common desire to want to be liked, especially if you're holding your own self-worth to that. If you're attaching your self-worth to what somebody else is thinking about you, the walls are going to come crumbling down. You're going to lose the foundation that you have had, which isn't always a bad thing, because then you get to choose how you're going to rebuild it. Anytime something comes crashing to the floor, trust me, the rebuild process is the gold. But it doesn't always feel that way. Why not let the angst build up instead? Definitely something that we're taught to do. We're taught to let the anger continue to fester. We're taught to not talk about our emotions. We're taught to block things out. We're taught to let things build up to the point of boiling over, you know, passive aggressiveness in general. I'm not saying that standing up for yourself isn't something that's important. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about that shadow stuff, the stuff like how I was having these conversations out loud at times with people who were not in the room, who were in my mind, who I just wanted them to see me. I just wanted them to acknowledge me. And it was just not going to happen. And I had to come again to self-love and peace within myself first. So first step is you. First step is you. We bless because the buildup ends up swallowing us whole. And it does 100%. You waste so much time holding on to stuff. Like, oh my word, so much time. There is so much freedom to be found when you can literally be like, huh, that didn't go as I thought it would. Wow, did not see that coming. I could either hold on to this or I could just let that one drop. That's one of my favorite phrases right now. Let it drop. Whatever it is you've been holding on to, let it drop. We bless because as much as it is for the other, this blessing is also for ourselves. And that's the freedom that we're talking about. That's the freedom of being able to purify the space in your consciousness. It's you. It's not them. And do people sometimes require a boundary, some sort of like arm's length? Yeah, for sure. Like I totally, you know, vibrationally, we connect with other people more sometimes than others. All of those things are to be honored and to be held sacred. Absolutely. But when it comes to these times where there has been an actual conflict and an actual lashing of words or of actions, this is where this will come into play beautifully, is when we can see that this blessing is also going to be for ourselves as well. We are more than our physical form. We are a bundle of vibrating energy. We were touching on this even from the very beginning of this episode. We literally are a bundle of vibrating energy. If you start to dismantle like our physicalness, we're like made up of very little actually the matter. There's so much space actually in all of us. It's wild. So pay attention to that current of electricity, of energy that is flowing through you. Pay attention to those shadow emotions, to those ones that you're not really voicing, but you're constantly holding on to. Where would you rather them be? What would you actually want to be focusing your energy on? I'm telling you, when I stopped talking out loud to these people and when I freed up my headspace so that I didn't continue the conversations, I literally had to be like in my brain, and it took some time. It really did. I literally had to be like, Cassie, you don't have to have that conversation anymore. Like, I had to tell myself, Cassie, you don't have to have this conversation anymore. This isn't for you anymore. Okay, you're not going to do this. It was literally like, you're not going to do this. You're not going to do this. There's no point. It's not, and it wasn't even the fact that there was no point. It was just like, you don't have to be this anymore. You don't have to carry this anymore. And it was so incredible. And then bit by bit, time over time, all of a sudden that stuff disappeared from my brain, and it was able to be filled with all of this really cool information. And that was when it was like, whoa, let's rocket on out of here. It was so cool. And I like talking about it now, I'm so excited because I totally remember that feeling of like all of a sudden one day being like, oh, I just had all of these really awesome thoughts. So just, it's like, so if nothing else, free up that space so you can fill your mind with the stuff that you really want to fill your mind with, like the juicy content, the awakenings, the breakthroughs, the realizations, the poetry, the words, the just the inspiration, the movies, the, like what all these things that you want to create, the art. Oh my goodness, just like open up, free up that space just for you alone and see what happens. It is incredible. And this is where we go. When we choose, and this was a choice, remember, when we choose to shift the output of our energy from annoyance, hate, disappointment, or fear to that of love, peace, joy, and elation, that is what we emanate into the world. And this is where the sparks of conversations happen. Oh my goodness. I'm so in love with synchronicity. This is why I can get on phone calls with people I've never met before and vibrationally know in an instant. Oh my gosh, are we vibing? Are we speaking the same language? Oh my gosh, we totally are. Well, let's get into it then. Because there's no point in wasting. This is another reason why it's small talk. And me, like, I am like, what are we doing with this conversation? Could we talk about some like really cool, like either we talk about like some like really cool light stuff or some really cool dark stuff or some like just like intense stuff, or like we can talk about aliens, we can talk about sex, we can talk about like, I don't like, I'm good. Let's just talk about some stuff. Let's talk about divine feminine. Let's talk about women's awakening. You know, let's talk about men's healing. Let's talk about what's going on in the earth. I want to know what's happening with her current, with her energy. Let's talk about God. Let's like go into it. Let's go into all different angles of it. Let's question the systems, right? I mean, like, that's where we want to go. That's the type of like energy momentum you can free up in your brain and in your mind, and then also in your ability to manifest when you free up and you let go of all the stuff that's holding you down, all of the extra weight that you just don't have to carry anymore. Again, Brené Brown, The Gifts of Imperfection. Louise Hayes, I know, I've not read any of her pieces, but she does some incredible, like, heal your life. I've heard Daniel Laporte, I mean, just listening to some of her words. Rupi Kaur, I absolutely adore the riffs, the poetry that comes out of her. One of her books, The Sun and Her Flowers, literally takes you on a whole healing journey. It's super cool. So get into it. Get into it, fuel what has to be fueled, and let go of what does not have to be carried anymore. This is the peace we are craving. And it's true. And this is another area where peace comes into play, where it's has to do with the inner and less to do with the outer. This is the peace we are actually craving. The mind will torment this peace if we allow it to. Be still today in the midst of whatever is annoying you or causing your vibrational output to dip. Hold space for these emotions and see yourself changing your energy. I know it's possible because I did it. I continue to do it. it's totally possible. It's 100%. And all of a sudden, all of that like wasted energy. And I use wasted gently because at no point should you be feeling, you shouldn't be feeling a certain way. Honor your emotions, honor where you're at, but start to be conscientious about where you actually want to be spending time, energy on. Do you want to be spending time, energy on holding on to the past? And I mean by holding on, by like gripping to it. Or do you want to be spending time and energy on what is possible now? Knowing that this happened, now what is possible now? What do I actually want to carry with me to the next? What do I want my tomorrow to actually feel like? Do I want it to look different than today? Move with the emotion as you send blessings with your thoughts to the disturbance and notice how you feel. So this applies to more areas than even just like the one, right? This applies to more areas than the person. This can apply to organizations, corporations, politics, religion, things that are happening. I know a lot of people listening to this would be very empathetic, would really be feeling a lot, feeling taking in a lot. There's a lot going on. So there is a lot to take in. I feel that. I hear that. I'm with you. But imagine what would happen if you could shift some of that energy and you could focus it into a blessing. Would start to see a ripple effect from that alone in your life first, and then it would just continue to flow out of you in a way that you would feel really good about. Allow yourself the gift of something new today. That is a really powerful quote. That's something that we could definitely tweet, hashtag, quote, allow yourself the gift of something new today. Because what happens is, I guarantee you, whatever it is that you're repeating in your head from day to day, it's not really changing that much if you're holding it and you're not allowing for something new to take its place. It's not going to serve you. It's not going to serve anyone else. It's certainly not going to create the outcome that you're wanting because you're literally only creating the same thing over and over again in your brain and in your mind. So pay very close attention to this process and see, okay, is there an actual gift that wants to come out of this? And I'm telling you, after being through something like that for years, there is a real gift for you when you are able to manage your thoughts and manage your emotions around your thoughts in a way that empowers you. And remember, it starts with you. I bless you. Repeat these words and bring your own into them. Only love, peace, and joy hold this space. That could be a mantra. This is the peace of your mind. When you can tap so fine-tunely into your mind and you can get into that peace flow ebb place, oh my goodness, the things that you can create, it's so beautiful. It's so worth the work. Like it really, really, really is. So do the do. Be diligent. Be consistent. Persevere. Be disciplined. These are really good, great words to tap into when you are looking to make a change. Commitment. Commit to your calling. Commit to your soul. Oh my gosh, how good does that feel? Commit to your soul. Oh, because she longs for you. And it's so true. Such a beautiful connection you get to have when you are willing to free up the space to be able to really encompass all that that means. I'm so excited about this message. This is so awesome. I'm so happy to be able to be breaking it down like that. And it's really neat because, truthfully, this is really exciting. This is what can happen. Is the person that I would continually have a conversation with years ago now, hoping that maybe at one point I'd be able to actually have it in person and it would go the way I thought in my head, which it never ever does. And it never ever happened, which is totally fine. But I can now actually like look upon like that individual and actually like be feeling really happy for them and really like being like, wow, that is so awesome. That's so great. Like
like I see real joy and I feel real joy. And I'm like, well, that's just awesome because gosh, if you're living your best life and I'm living my best life, like what do we got to be upset about? Nothing. Like, and you're just like, it just like, it just dawns on you. Like, oh my goodness, this is like awesome. This is so great. And like, and here's the thing, and this is where I feel we get a lot of time confused about healing or forgiveness. Sometimes healing and forgiveness means a hug, an embrace, a gift of reconciliation. And it's wonderful. It's great. You know, those things happen. Other times forgiveness means, and forgiveness and blessing means a separation, but with love, a divide, but not out of anger, a unity amongst what cannot actually be together, but can still be united in this overall, this bigger picture idea of, you know, you live your life true to your truth and what is really, you know, feeling good to you and what obviously is bringing you so much joy. And I'm going to do the same. What would happen if we shifted the hurt, the wound, the anger, and we shifted and we actually just started focusing on our own joy? Oh my word. I can literally see the earth and it lights up. It vibrates so beautifully and it's alive. So take that with you today, tonight, this afternoon, this morning, whenever you may be listening to this, take that and just allow it to bind closely to your heart. Give yourself some time because it's not an overnight process. Again, I was using words like years, but that is, it's worth the time put into it. It's worth the energy put into it. It's worth the awareness put into it. And just let it sit with you. You know, really, truly, just let this one sit with you. Journal with it. I asked some great questions right here. So take some of those questions and journal with them and see what starts to pour out of you. My belief is that we are also deeply rooted in love and so beautifully crafted with that love in every cell of our body that this is something that we can do and not even feel as if it's against our nature. In fact, it becomes our nature. And that is the peace, again, that is the peace that we are all craving, is to be able to be so beautifully, deeply rooted and connected to our true nature. And that is just a gift that all of us will benefit from. Thank you so much for hanging out with me again in this space. If you're really enjoying this, please subscribe, which is, I don't think I've said that in my last ones, but you guys have already started doing that. So thank you. But for sure, subscribe, share it with your friends like you already have been doing. So I thank you so much. But I adore you. I love you. I send you so much peace and so much blessing tonight, today, this morning, this afternoon, whenever you may be listening, because you deserve to have that within you. You deserve to be able to see life that way, in all of the abundance that wants to wrap itself around you. You are an incredible being on this planet. And I want you to light up. I really do. Because when you light up, you give permission for me to light up and others to light up. And then all of a sudden, before we know it, we have really got this beautiful blanket of all these lit up souls. And we get to actually wrap ourselves around one another. And we do that in our own way and in our own time. And this is a journey. This is going to be a loop. So let's continue to enjoy the ride. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. This is Cassie Jeans for In the Bedroom. Words to awaken the soul. Okay. Love you guys. See ya.